This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
You're tuned to ROFM, your local community access radio station. The time now is 7 o'clock on a Friday night, time for another hour of blues here on the Friday Night Blues Show on a special weekend in Marston. So Golden Shears being held right now, actually, just a little short walk from the studio. And the big day is obviously tomorrow. Extra special because it is also, or we are also hosting the World Championship for shearing and wool handling. So it's going to be a big few days here in Marston, and the good news is that the weather is beautiful at the moment and is likely to remain beautiful tomorrow. Bit of a unusual show tonight. We're going to dedicate it to two people who passed away during the week. One, a blues singer and guitarist, and the other, a producer, both of whom have been very influential in the blues world right from the 1960s. What we'll do is probably split the show in half so they can have a fairly equal share. The first one is John Hammond Jr., also known as John Hammond, J.P. Hammond, and John Hammond Jr. His full name was John Paul Hammond, and his middle name was given to him by his father, who was a friend of Paul Robeson, the singer, actor, and activist. John Hammond was born on the 13th of November in 1942 and was the son of that legendary record producer John Hammond and his first wife. Interesting enough, John Hammond had a reasonable, comfortable bringing up, because he was part of the prominent Vanderbilt family in New York. And while he grew up with his mother and saw his father only a few times a year while growing up, he was living in fairly comfortable circumstances. He began playing the guitar when he was in high school and dropped out of college after 1 year to pursue a music career, starting in Greenwich Village in the early 1960s. He'd become aware of blues music when his father took him to a Big Bill Brunzi concert in 1949 when John Hammond was only 7 years old, but it made a big impression, and Big Bill apparently was a friend of his father as well. He usually played acoustically, favouring the National steel-bodied resonator guitars, and in 1962 he made his debut on Vanguard Records. So we're going to sprinkle a few of his songs, starting off with his version of 40 Days and 40 Nights. I think we'll stop that and get that onto the right track, which should be this one.
Falling day, falling night, since my baby left this town. Sun keeps shining, but the rain keeps tumbling down. So, why she left, I just don't know. life. Yeah, love can make a poor man little or break his heart out of dull, no way.
There in the end of 40 days, end of 40 nights. On that particular track, which was on an album put out in 1967 on guitar, was Robbie Robinson and also Rick Danko, of course, later members of the band. And that was recorded when those two were in a band called The Hawks. In fact, it was John Hammond who recommended The Hawks to Bob Dylan when he was about to start his first electric tour. John Hammond was very passionate about the blues and preserving the music from the past, especially Delta Blues. And here's an old Delta Blues first put out by Muddy Waters.
Bell ring. Look at you're my baby, and I didn't see no dog on me. Gentlemen, Lord, I'm on my way. Lord, I can't be satisfied, but I just can't keep from trying. Well, I know my little old baby, she's gonna jump and shout. If I don't train me late, man, when I come walking out, and I'll be troubled. Satisfied, baby, but I just can't keep from trying. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard and be your rest in peace. And I'll be troubled, Lord, I'm on my way. Honey, there's no in the world for me to be satisfied, but I just can't keep from trying. Yeah, my fat boy Willie Brown. Yes, you can run, you can run. Tell my friend boy Willie Brown. You know I'm standing at the crossroads, but I believe I'm singing down.
John Hammond Jr. there, and Crossroad Blues, and we're playing a few John Hammond songs tonight as a tribute to his musical legacy as he passed away on the 28th of February. He mostly toured as a solo act, and will be probably remembered by his guitar and harmonica playing along with his raw emotional singing. He used to just get up on stage and guitar in hand and harmonica on the sling around his neck, and that's how he did most of his touring. And next up, we've got a track from an album called Frogs for Fattening, I think, or Frogs for Snakes. And this is his version of Fattening Frogs for Snakes, an old Sonny Boy Williamson song.
It took me a long time to find out my mistake. It took me a long time to find out my mistake. Bet you my bottom dollar, man, I ain't fattening no more frogs for snakes. I found out my downfall back in 1968. I started checking. I found out my downfall back in 1968. I'm telling all of my friends I ain't fattening no more frogs for snakes. Got to correct all of my mistakes. Wow, man, 1977, I've got to correct all of my mistakes. I'm telling all of my friends, including my wife, that there's no more frogs for snakes. Hey, I found out my downfall back in 1968. I'm telling all of my friends I ain't finding no more frogs for snakes. To you gotta leave me for someone new.
moon. Buy me a shotgun and dedicate. Lie and lie, no need to jive. Just your fool. Gotta leave me for someone new. Buy me a shotgun and get it you. I ain't crazy, you my baby. I'm just your fool.
You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, and you're listening to the Friday Night Blues Show. And at the moment, we are playing a tribute to John Hammond Jr., who passed away earlier this week. Right, we'll have, I think, another couple of songs from him, and then we'll go to the producer. Next up, we've got a version of My Baby Left Me, the old Arthur, a big boy, a crump song. hopefully coming up soon.
Said a word. Was it something I done, something that she heard? Boy, she left me, thought she left me. My baby even left me, never said a word. You know I stand at my window, wring my hands and moan. All I know is that the one I love is gone. Boy, she left me, thought she left me. My baby even left me, never said a word. You know I stand at my window, wring my hands and cry. Hate to leave that woman, hate to say goodbye. Lord, she left me, Lord, she left me. Man, she even left me, never said goodbye. Oh, baby. Never said a word. Was it something I done, something that you heard? Boy, she left me, Lord, she left me. My baby even left me, never said a word. Bye-bye, baby.
me here to cry. You know I love her. She's my desire. Oh, she's my desire. Oh, she's my desire. Oh, she's my desire. Now she's my desire. Came home this morning about 4:30. Found that note lying on my floor. Gonna leave you, let me know. Heard some bad talk, some that you say, some that you say, some that you say, some that you say, some that you say. Come on back, baby. Honey, please don't go. The way I love you, you'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know.
You're tuned to Arrow FM. The time's popped around to coming up 29 minutes after 7 o'clock, so it's time to move on to the next tribute. But before we do that, just finally, John Hammond was, as I said, passionate about the blues and also preserving the old blues as well. And apart from that, he was a huge influence on a lot of young blues artists, and a career that lasted from the early 1960s to only a few years ago. John Hammond died in New York City on the 28th of February at the age of 83. The next tribute is to the UK studio owner and record producer Mike Vernon, and he was a guy who started off producing records for the Decca label in the UK, and then later in the late 1960s he began a separate label called Blues Horizon with his brother, and that one concentrated on recording blues. Over his career, he worked with a huge number of artists. He's probably best known as the founder of Blues Horizons, but the first track we're going to have is one where he was still with Decca and produced the album called Blues Breakers, John Mayall with Eric Clapton.
Mm-hmm.
Another John Mayall track there from the album Hard Road, and in the lineup of the Blues Breakers at that stage, the guitarist was Peter Green. Right, so Mike Vernon was instrumental in recording a whole lot of a blues artists, but also after the 60s, he continued to produce great hits, some of which were Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty, In the Army Now by Status Quo, I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles from the Proclaimers, Perfect from the Fairground Attraction, and even Bye Bye Baby, Baby Bye Bye from the Bay City Rollers. Right, next up, until 8 o'clock, all the songs we're going to play are songs from albums produced by Mike Vernon.
I love you so. Call you my angel. You are my darling. You are my love. You were sent down from the heaven above. You were sent down. Send down here for me to love. Call you my angel. You are my darling. You are my love. Darling, you know I love you. I love you deep down in my heart. Call you all my angel. You are my everything. You my love, and you all my joy. You know, darling, one day your daddy's gonna leave you. And I'll be gone on long ago to my rest. But down in my heart I'll always remember. I'll lay to my rest with you on it. So believe me from my heart. Georgiana, please believe me. Darling, every word I say is true. Cause I love you. Yes, yes, I love you. Down in my heart.
Over the years, Mike Vernon produced several American blues artist, and that was Champion Jack Dupree, a song called Georgiana, and a couple of the others he produced were Otis Spann and Eddie Boyd. He also produced this song for Christine Perfect, and I'd Rather Go Blind.
Something told me it was a Something deep down in my soul said, cry, girl. When I saw you and that girl walking, I would rather go blind, boy. Than to see you walk away from me. So you see, I love you so much. Don't you see you leave me, baby? But most of all, I don't want to be free. I was just sitting here thinking about your kiss and your warm embrace. With the reflection in the glass that I held to my lips, baby, revealed the tears that were rolling. Don't want to see you leave me, but most of all, I don't want to be free. said goodbye, that's all.
Two songs there featuring Christine Perfect. The first one a solo, and the second one recorded when she was in a band called Chicken Shack. And that was Chicken Shack's version of a Freddie King song, A Lonesome Whistle Blues. That brought the time to 12 minutes to 8 o'clock here on Arrow FM, and you're listening to the Friday Night Blues Show. Of course, Christine Perfect later became Christine McVie and joined Fleetwood Mac. But in the early days, Fleetwood Mac was just a blues band, and here's a track from an early 1960s album called English Rose, and it's Coming Home, an Elmore James song. right time to squeeze in one more. We'll go out with John Mayall, his Blues Breakers, and Eric Clapton with a Parchment Farm.
Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Ain't never done no man no harm. Lymphocytes. Grab some that kind of lymphocytes. Grab some that kind of lymphocytes. Colgate shotgun at my back.
John Mayall there, bringing to a close another edition of the Friday Night Blues Show, first broadcast all over the wonderful Wire Rapper on Arrow FM 92.7. I'll just put on some Kiwi music, then it'll take us up to 8 o'clock, and then I'll be back at 8 o'clock with the 60s Nostalgia Show.